By noon, the room was beginning to show signs of being conquered. The moth-eaten rugs had been flung out of the window, so had the curtains, and so had the doleful swags above the Turkish cozy corner. "But, Mother, please leave the bamboo curtain, will you? Please?" Portia pleaded. "Listen to the sound it makes." She ran her fingers across the strands, which did make a delicious sound. Small hailstones rattling on dry leaves. "Well, I don't know. It is rather pretty." "All right, I will," her mother said. "But on one condition, dear, that you will string the beads and put the fallen strands back up again." Portia agreed willingly to this, and lived to regret it later, for it proved to be a most tedious job and took hours. Still, it looked very pretty in the end. A sound of noon whistles, one from Attica, one from Pork Ferry, came through the open windows, and then a welcome call from the men. They had brought the lunch from the station wagon, and everyone was starved. They all went out by way of the window, and Davy led them to the place where the crocuses, 100 of them, or 1,000,000, were starred over a gentle slope that once had been a lawn. "Is the water running in the pipes yet?" Foster wanted to know, and when his father told him it wasn't, he said, "Hooray! Then we can't wash! We can't wash! We can't wash!" "Yippee!" was Davy's comment, but Aunt Hilda said, "Not so fast!" And she produced a gallon thermos jug. "Hot water for washing hands only. We can't waste it on faces. And here's a bar of soap." "Heck," said Foster.